This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. In a normal year, Vermont's celebrated craft breweries would be gearing up for a growing number of summer visitors looking to try some of the state's hazy IPAs or sour ales. But like every industry that relies on in-person business, there's a lot of uncertainty right now for craft beer. For one perspective on how the fallout from COVID-19 is impacting the craft beer industry in Vermont, I'm joined now by Matt Desdoux. He's the owner of Rock Art Brewery in Morrisville. Matt, thanks for speaking with me.
Hey, thank you, Henry, for giving me a call and checking in to see how we're doing.
Yeah, well, so what happened to your business after the COVID-19 restrictions went into place? Did you take a hit?
Oh, goodness, yeah. I guess probably be easier to say what didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like everyone in our industry and a lot of folks in other industries, you know, almost a complete shutdown. Sales dropped about 60-70%. We're hearing that, beer is still selling in the stores and the liquor sales are good, but the beer that's selling is more of the national brand stuff that's in a value package. You know, craft beer, I think, has really taken a pretty big hit, at least talking to a lot of my buddies in the industry with their breweries are all seem to be in a similar situation.
Yeah. And so but before this, what did your business model look like? Who were you selling to mostly?
We sell a lot to Vermonters and then, of course, tourists. You know, we're primarily a tourist state, it seems, and we rely heavily on tourists. They come in and they take beers home. They come to the tasting bar. They try our beers. They bring it home. We've been at this over 20 years now, helping to build this industry, getting it to where it's at, and it just it changed for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
The model is, I don't know what the model is right now, actually. Survival,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, in terms of that, have you been able to, have you been able to keep your employees on and keep some things running?
Yeah. We are very fortunate that, we're in a number of the stores that people are going to. So we are selling some beer. Obviously, we're getting it out. We're keeping our employees going. We were able to get a PPP loan. It's a definite nice little Band-Aid. It just falls short of what's really needed.
When this hit, did you have things that you were brewing that you were expecting to be, getting out to people in a larger volume in the spring or the summer?
Sure, yeah. It was a classic. We had a brand new delicious IPA coming out, a nice 5% version in a 12-ounce can. We literally had packaged it maybe days before the executive orders came down, shutting things off. So timing on that one couldn't have been worse. So now we have to destroy those beers because they're out of code. And, to add insult to injury, we have to, pay to ship those down to a company and then pay to have it destroyed. And so you're losing the beer and all the packaging materials. And we've got probably, I'm guessing, 1,500 gallons worth that we have to destroy at this point.
Well, so how are you then thinking about the months ahead? Are you brewing new beer right now for the summer or just trying to get through what you have already?
Yeah, nothing really new. Trying to get new beers to the market is a little bit tough right now. We're trying to keep our yeast going week to week. So we've just really cut back on the volume, of course, to try to meet some demand and figure out what the demand is. Don't really know what's in store for the summer. We're hopeful, though. We've got a great week here. Now we've got 80 degrees, it sounds like, for quite a few days. People hopefully be getting together in small groups, socially distanced, and maybe having some barbecues and get-togethers. That'd be great. And hopefully they'll think about Vermont beer and Vermont beverages in general and maybe have a nice cold one.
Matt Nadeau is the owner of Rock Art Brewery in Morrisville. Matt, best of luck to you, and thanks for speaking with me.
Yeah, Henry, thanks for calling and checking in on us and our industry, and we'll see you around for a beer, maybe. Thank you.